game with big butts and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Gary Clubb. Hello, folks, and welcome once again to Whammy,
the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. And right now, here they come, today's players.
Hi, my name is David. I'm originally from Savannah, Georgia. I'm going into business for myself, and I need to win big, big bucks.
Hello, I'm Shirley, and I hail from Willingboro, New Jersey, and these guys can go home because I'm here for the money. Big bucks!
How you doing? My name is Don. I'm from Chino, California. I'm happily married. I got a beautiful son, a little girl on the way, and I want big bucks!
I don't know if it's just something in the air, but I'm sensing a lot of money on today's show. I can just feel that. Are you three ready to press your luck? Okay. Well, we're going to get it going here. Start off by giving each one of you $1,000. You can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board behind me here. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gym car. You will need to land on the gym space here in round one. You will need to land on the car space in round three. Then you will need to win the game. Then the car will be all yours. All right? Each time you spin here, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. I'll show you how that works. Ready? Stop. There you go, river rafted. That trip will be worth $500 for you, but you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy up there. Land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, and knock you out of this first round. And the strategy in this first round is to take as many spins as you dare to take without hitting the whammy. Now, you can freeze at any time if you're either afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already earned enough to win the round. And keep in mind, the player that's in the lead at the end of this first round has the big advantage in our final round. And the player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one that gets to keep all their cash and prize. David, Shirley, Don, we did a little drawing backstage to determine who would be going first here. David, that's you. You've got $1,000 to start. Let's put the big board in motion. See what you can add to that. Good
luck. Okay, let's do this. Big bucks, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at designer sunglasses worth $300 for you, David. Very nice, because the lights can get kind of bright in here from time to time. Sure, you're going to need those. Shirley, you've got $1,000 as well. Here comes your first spin.
Come on, big bucks.
Wireless speaker, Shirley. They're worth $250 for you.
All right.
And Don, are you ready for your first spin?
I'm ready.
Spin?
Let's go. Let's go. Big bucks. Where's that $1,500? Stop.
Stop at $400. All right. Nice, tight game here. Once down the line successfully, no whammy so far. No one has landed on the gym car just yet. What we're going to do now is put more whammies on the board. Here they come your way as we speak. And we come back to you, David, currently in second place with $1,300. Do you want to freeze or do you want to press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck, Todd. Let's do this. Big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop at a boom box. That's worth $248 for you, David. Put you back in first place. Shirley, down to you. $1,250. What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
play. Come on, big bucks! I said big bucks! Come on, big bucks! Come on! Yes!
Stop at $525. She likes that. $1,775 for you, Shirley. Don, $1,400, third place currently. Would you like to freeze or would you like to press your luck?
All right. Let's go! Big bucks! Where's that $1,500? Stop!
Stop! Oh, whammy!
This is one of my favorite dishes, and it doesn't cost any money. It's a good thing.
Don, your first whammy of the game. Yep. Knocks you out of this first round, but my favorite part of that whole scenario was Shirley saying, I'm sorry. Shirley apologizes on behalf of the whammy. All right, we're going to put more whammies on the board, speaking of those nasty little guys. And we're going to come back to you, David. It's just between you and Shirley now. You're currently in second place. Do you want to freeze with $1,548, or do you want to press your luck?
I've got to press my luck, Todd. Big bucks, no whammy, no whammy, stop!
It's a whammy for David!
You better cry, cause your money's gone, crack, crack, crack.
Well, David, there you go. Hopefully you won't be humming that tune for too long. It knocks you down to zero, takes you out of this first round. Shirley, no apology there? What happened? I didn't hear a...
Oh, I told you in the beginning I came to win the money!
Yes, you did!
Okay.
You're right! Okay!
Come on, big bucks!
Wish your luck with the family.
Shirley, on behalf of David and Don, I'm sorry. Sorry. All right, at the end of round one, whammies all across the board. No money anywhere. But when we come back, they're going to hopefully rack up some nice spins to take to the final round for some big money. We'll see if we can make that happen after this. It's time for our question round here at Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And players, may I say, this is a very important round because since we're all tied for $0, the person with the most spins will have the advantage in the final round. So keep that in mind as we get into it here, okay? But before we do that, we're going to take a couple of moments to get to know our players a little bit better here. David, we're going to start with you. You're starting your own business here. What kind of business are you doing?
I'm going into the real estate business.
Fantastic.
See if I can make some big bucks and make that work for me.
Well, I'm sure you noticed as you were flying in from Georgia that we got a lot of real estate here in California.
Just a little.
So, yeah, good. Well, good luck in your new endeavor and good luck here today.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Shirley,
yes.
You're a Jersey girl.
Yes, I am.
New Jersey. What brings you to California?
Well, I want a change of climate, and California is the place to change it.
Sure is. Sure is. Now, you saw lots of great prizes up there on the board. Anything catch your eye?
The money.
Okay, Shirley. All right.
The money.
Great to have you here, Shirley.
Thank you.
Don, you're a daddy. You got a son and a little girl on the way.
Yes, I do. I have a beautiful son and a little girl on the way.
Fantastic. When's your wife due?
My wife's a flight attendant.
All right. Yeah. No. When is she due?
She's due May 27th.
And she's a flight attendant. Great. Yeah. Two answers with one question.
Exactly.
You can't beat that. All right, Don. Good luck to you. Great to have all three of you here. We're going to get back to the game now. And we're going to give you all a chance to earn those spins for the final round. As I mentioned, the more spins you have, the better. Not only because you can get the advantage in the final round, but the more spins you have, the better chance you have on winning the game. This is how the question round works. I will ask a question. The first player to buzz in gets to answer that question. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? All right, here comes the first question. Tell me what U.S. city provided the inspiration for the street names in the original version of the game Monopoly? David.
New York City.
Is it New York City, Atlantic City, or Washington, D.C.? Shirley?
Atlantic City.
Don?
I'll say Atlantic City.
It is indeed Atlantic City, yes. David, you stay tied right there at zero for now, but Shirley, we come down to you and give you a spin for that one. Don, a spin for you as well, puts you at one. Here's your next question. Baba ganoush is a Middle Eastern dish made from the puree of what purplish produce item? Don.
Cabbage.
Is it cabbage, eggplant, or grapes? David?
I will say cabbage.
Cabbage? Shirley?
Cabbage.
It's actually eggplant. Eggplant. And if you'll all allow me to say baba ganoush one more time, I'd really appreciate that, because how often does that happen? Baba ganoush! No spins down the line that time, but it does bring us to our next question, which is, because of superstition, what number is typically omitted on airplane rows? Don?
13.
And hotel floors? Is it 13, 7, or 666? David?
It's 13.
13, Shirley?
13.
Sure, 13. You don't want to sit in that row, that's right. David, a spin for you gives you one, your first spin of the game. Shirley, you pick up another one, brings you to two. And Don, for buzzing in, you get three on that one, gives you four spins now. Next question. According to the popular saying, necessity is said to be the mother of what? David.
Invention.
Is it the mother of invention, prevention, or water retention? Shirley?
Invention.
Invention. Don?
Invention.
Sure, it's the mother of invention, yes. David, you buzzed in on that one. You get three spins, put you at four. Shirley, another spin for you gives you three. And Don, a spin for you gives you five now. And leads us to our final question. Last chance to pick up a few spins here. Listen carefully. Well, thanks to the 2000 presidential election, we know now that the tiny square dangling from a punched ballot goes by what name? Out of time. I'll give you three choices. Is it Luke, Chad, or Biff? David?
Chad.
Chad. Shirley?
Chad.
Don?
Chad.
Indeed, it is Chad. Yes. All right. Well, here's how it looks. David, you pick up a spin there. Go to five. Shirley, another spin for you. You go to four. And Don, you get a spin too. Leaves you at six at the end of the question round. And leads us right into our final round where they'll hopefully turn those spins into big bucks. It'll all happen next.
Receive the Argus Internet-ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capability. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back. This is the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Players over $100,000 up there on that board behind me. And like always, there are some whammies up there. I want you to be careful. If you hit a whammy, they're going to grab all your cash, leave you flat broke. And if you hit four of them, they will knock you right out of the game. So make sure you're all careful. You each have one. And as if the whammies weren't enough for you, in this round, the big board now features some double whammies. They not only take all your money, but they come out here and they mess with you a little bit. And in this final round, there's some more strategy because now you can pass your remaining spins to your opponent that's in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy, knock them right back down to zero. The leader will have to take all the spins that you pass to them. Remember, only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game gets to keep all their cash and all their prizes. Yes. Well, if you look in the Whammy Dictionary of Close Games, you will see the pictures of all three of you. We've put you in the dictionary now. We have David, Shirley, and Don all with $0. That's usually what we look for to determine who goes last, who has the advantage in the final round. But since you're all tied, we go to the player that has the most spins. Don, that's you. You will be going last in this round. Shirley, coincidentally, you have the fewest spins, so you will be going first here. $0, one whammy, four spins to work with. Would you like to take your first one now, Shirley?
Of course.
Let's go. A digital piano. Shirley, that digital piano is worth $2,695. You now have three spins. Press your luck or pass.
Okay.
Play, play. Come on. Come on, 5,000. Come on. Come on. Come on. Here I come. Yes.
Stop it. A man's watch. That watch, Shirley, is worth $1,395. You're racking up the good stuff. Two more spins. What would you like to do?
Spin.
Come on. Come on. Come on. 5,000 plus. Yes.
Stop at $700 and a spin. $4,790. Shirley, you still have two spins. Do you want to pass or do you want to press your luck again?
I'm going to press my luck.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes.
Stop at a laptop.
$1,599,
Shirley. Now that brings you to a total of $6,389. Shirley, you have not hit a whammy this round. You've played exceptionally well, but you have one more spin here. If you decide to pass, you can decide if you want to throw it to David or if you want to throw it to Don. What would you like to do?
I'm going to give it to him.
You want to pass it over to Don. All right, Don.
Welcome.
Don, that's one spin you'll have to take a little bit later on, but again, you're going last in this round, so we come to you, David. $0, you trail Shirley by $6,389, but you have five spins to catch up. Would you like to take the first one here?
You better believe it. Let's do this. Big bucks, that's what I came here for. Stop
and move one space to a sharper image collection, a double whammy, or diamond earrings. Which would you like, David?
Sharper image collection.
All right, the sharper image collection, that's worth $1,156 to you, David. Leaves you with four spins. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck. I came here to play. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop it. $700 in a spin. A very popular square this round. $1,856 for you, David. Currently in second place. Still with those four spins. What would you like to do now?
Let's do this. Press my luck. Let's go. Stop.
Oh, a double whammy. Ever been covered in whammy fur before, David?
I don't think so.
Well, it knocks you back down. Now look at Shirley laughing like that. What?
I'm sorry.
Knocks you down to zero, David. That is your second whammy. Good news here, still three spins to play with. Would you like to take one now?
I gotta go for it. I'm gonna press my luck. Big bucks. No whammy. Big bucks. Stop.
And a trip to Waikiki. There you go, David. Worth $3,978 and countless hours of sunshine. Put you right back into second place. Still two spins. Pass them to Shirley or press your luck?
Pass my luck. Let's do this, big bucks. Big bucks, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. New total for David, $4,478. You're right back into it. You trail Shirley now by $1,911. You have two spins.
I'm pressing, right. Todd. Big bucks, no whammy, no whammy. Big bucks, stop.
Stop, and a trip to Jamaica. That trip is worth $5,260. New total, $9,738. You still have one spin. We'll take this commercial break and be right back to see what he can do with that. This is a game here. We've got David in first place with $9,738. David, you've got two amazing trips there that really upped your total right off the bat. You have one spin remaining. You have two whammies. Now, here's your situation. If you choose to press your luck and you hit a whammy, all those great prizes and that cash, they are gone, and that's your last spin to work with. If you choose to pass, that spin will go to Shirley, all right? So now you have to make a decision. Do you want to press your luck or do you want to pass?
I'm going to pass.
All right, Shirley, that spin comes back to you. You have $6,389. You are trailing David by over $3,300, and you must take this spin, so let's go ahead and do that now. Good luck. Decision. You have one spin here. Do you want to press your luck or do you want to pass it back to David?
I don't care where it goes.
It goes back to David. David, that's a spin you must take. $9,738. You're now over $1,600 behind Shirley. Here comes the spin.
Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammy. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. Oh, Shirley, for being such a caring, sensitive person in the first round, look what you did to David. He has no money and he's covered in popcorn.
At least he can eat.
True. Good point, Shirley. Good point. All right, Shirley's in the lead, $11,389, but we've yet to hear from Don down here. Don, you have one whammy, $0, one spin that you have to take. Let's do that now.
Let's go. Let's go. What is up, big bucks? $5,000. Stop.
Stop at $1,750. John, now you have six spins in your earned column. You can do with those what you please. You can either press your luck or you can pass to Shirley. What would you like to do? Let's go.
Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Where's that $5,000? Stop.
Stop. Oh, a double whammy. Hoop time for Don.
Yeah.
All right, Don, down to zero. There it is, your second whammy. Still five spins. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass
on
the show?
Let's go.
Go to the board.
$5,000 a spin. $5,000 a spin. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at $1,400.
Okay.
Good spin there. Four spins to go. What's it going to be?
Let's play. Let's go. $5,000. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy, Don. Now, Don, I know as you stand there covered in feathers, you probably don't want to have to make any big decisions, but you have one in front of you. That is your third whammy. One more and the game is over for you, and Shirley will be our winner here. You have three spins. Now, if you pass them, they go to Shirley. She'll have to take them. But if you want to press your luck, try and get yourself back in the game here, you can do that too. What's it going to be?
I can't play. Let's go. $5,000. Here we go.
Stop at $700 in a spin. You need those extra spins to keep you alive here, Don. Still three spins. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass. All right.
Let's go. $5,000. Stop.
Stop. Oh, a double whammy. Don, we're going to spare you the humiliation. Shirley, you did it. $11,389. Here's Gary Kroger to tell you what you've won.
Shirley, you've won a water-resistant brush stainless steel men's designer watch. And a laptop computer. How about Yamaha's dynamic Clavinova digital piano? Incredible lifelike sound of sparkling stereo sampling AWM tone generation. Music making power packed into a stylish wood grain finished cabinet from Yamaha. Put that together with $5,700 in cash. Your grand total is $11,389.
How about that, Miss Shirley? You did it! You did it! Oh, yeah, give me a hug on that money. Absolutely. Look at that. David, thank you so much for being a good sport. Don, best of luck with the birth of your new little girl. And folks, thank you so much. Here she is. We'll see you next time on Wham! And the all-new Fresh Your Luck. Bye-bye.